Sri Lanka is described as a giant teardrop falling from the southern tip of India. Part of the country was devastated by the December tsunami. For almost 20 years, the ethnic groups on the small island have been fighting in a civil war. The nonviolent peace force says that's left thousands dead, converted children into soldiers, displaced over a million citizens, and littered the beautiful landscape with landmines. 2 years ago, Rita Webb gave up her university academic advising job and a home with hot water to live there as an employee of the nonviolent peace force. Her group's mission is to get between opposing groups to create some cooling off time, to accompany vulnerable leaders in conflict zones, and bring some exposure to the situation by letting the warring parties know the whole world is watching.
It helps to have outsiders who are nonpartisan, who aren't part of the history, who aren't part of the conflict, to bring an outside perspective and to open up some space for talking about ideas.
Rita Webb says, just like teaching, results are hard to quantify.
It's not like development work where you can count the number of wells that you have dug and you can count the number of houses you have built.
Now her husband, Marty Webb, has given up his university teaching position to join her in Sri Lanka, not part of the peace force, but raising funds for school rebuilding or other tsunami relief efforts.
We could be there 6 months, we could be there 6 years, and some of that depends on the government of Sri Lanka.
Meanwhile, Rita Webb says her organization is considering northern Uganda, the Philippines, and the Middle East for their next project. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.